T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome in, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Radio Joe Zenzola is here. Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that's his name. And we welcome you guys back in and trying to provide a little distraction from everything that's going on. And things will get better. I know they will. I trust that things will get better. I trust that there will be an NBA season. I trust that there will be a Milwaukee Bucks title run. And if not the title, a deep, deep run as they're getting ready to announce the return of NBA. NFL football, I think we've talked about that from the start here. They just seem like not laying in the weeds. I don't know if that's the right term, but it's almost like indestructible NFL. We're going to do this, and we're confident in this, and maybe that's the hierarchy with what is the NFL, that we're going to go ahead, and we're going to have a season, and we're going to work things out, and that's that, and don't worry about it. And we're going to have Sunday Night Football. One thing I did hear about the NFL, guys, is that possibly if college football or high school football does not come back, the entertaining idea of a Friday night football game, and then you'd have football on Thursday night, single game, Friday night, single game. Saturday we'll give you a break here. And then Sunday a full slate, almost a full slate, a Sunday night game, and then a Monday night game. So Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday night games for the 7 days would have an NFL game. I am all for it. Aren't you? I mean, with regards to just the NFL as a whole, then you go a couple of layers in and you look at the gambling aspect of it. Then you look at the fantasy football aspect of it. Some would say that's gambling anyway. Kind of is. But I would love it. But it doesn't seem like the NCAA Power 5, at least, programs, will be at a loss for games. And what happened to, see, this is, we started out the show by adjusting and shifting on the fly. And that, I think that's what we all need to do with this fluid situation with regards to the pandemic. Can we just not set things in stone? Can we know that numbers do swivel a little bit? They change a little bit. Situations will change a little bit. I'm confident, and I trust that people will make good decisions. I do. I do, as a whole. I do believe that there's more good out there than there's bad, and we need to trust that that occurs. But it does seem as if the NFL is just kind of saying, yeah, you guys work your stuff out. We've got our agenda, and we're going to go ahead and do it. Now, whether or not you feel comfortable going and attending these games, that's a different story. That's up to you. I personally wouldn't have a problem, and I expect myself to be at Miller Park later on this summer, if not the fall. You know, I have to obviously get out of there, get back to the studio to do post game, but I do expect myself to be there. Now, whether or not there's media availability, now that those are sorts of things that obviously we're going to have to adjust and make different protocols. Mike Vassallo, media relations over at the Brewers, he's got his hands full. He's got his hands full with, if there is a season, to go ahead and put together these guidelines. And so, but I do trust that all these things will get going in some way, shape, or form. And NASCAR is going. PGA is ready to fire up in a week, Joe, as you had said. And I feel pretty confident in these. David Stearns had mentioned yesterday on a Zoom get-together that, he's the same way. He feels confident. And do things get a little dicey during negotiations? Of course they do. And you wouldn't expect any different, really, that there will be some point, counterpoint. There'll be some rebuttals and there'll be stances taken, lines drawn a little bit, and then that line gets a little muddied up, and then they, back down on this. It's all part of the negotiating process. But, put a good vibe out there is a good thing. It really is. I would prefer that I don't hear the nastiness. I understand a good, well-thought-out point. Intelligence can reign supreme. But to just be nasty and just be ugly and we don't need that. Look other people in the eye, and just deal with it. I think educated people are in positions to analyze and they will do that. I'm confident. But the NBA, matter of fact, little shift on the fly here. With the show today, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from The Fan in Milwaukee. I want to get the latest on the NBA because they really, really believe that this can get done. And I think there's confidence in both sides, the league side and the player side. Now, I would prefer that the location would be Las Vegas, but that's just a personal preference. I don't mind the Orlando as long as we're getting some form of basketball and safe basketball as well, and not a wasted season for our Milwaukee Bucks in this state. So we'll get to Stevie a little bit later on in the show. Up next, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst. Got a great show. I'll tell you about that in just a second, but we'll get him on and talk to him about a myriad of topics. So stick around for that and a lot more to get to. As always, you guys are always welcome. Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, 855-830-8648. And later on, we will ask you to pick a side. And there are sides, as I said, there's a line drawn in the sand in Major League Baseball, and we're going to ask you to pick one of those sides. Who might be more right in the negotiations between Major League Baseball players and the league itself, Major League Baseball, meaning the owners? So I'm going to have you pick a side. It's interesting, guys, at the very least, it's really, really interesting, and we'll get to you guys in just a second, but some NFL football conversation next. Brian Baldinger will join us here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Right now, it's $1.99. Remember that. $1.99 for milk, $1.99 for butter, and $1.99 for the Ellsworth cheese curds. All good right now at Quick Trip. And today, only the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich or ham and Swiss. Only $2.19 each. How about that? That's from our good friends at Quick Trip.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, welcome back, Wisconsin, throughout the great state of Wisconsin. You're listening to the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen just sitting here keeping the chair warm and making some extra money. I like when Bill takes off work. It improves things for me. And Bill's going to be back tomorrow. Right now, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger will join us. The third season of Film Session is available now on NFL Game Pass. Features Brian Baldinger and Kurt Warner breaking down game film with NFL players like Devontae Adams, Za'Darius Smith. To order NFL Game Pass, visit NFL.com/Game Pass. The first 5 episodes of Film Session will air on NFL Network Saturdays at 7 Central starting June 6th. That's this week. The episode featuring Devontae Adams on the 4th of July. And let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in Brian Baldinger. Brian, thanks for the time.
My pleasure, Tim. Nice to be with you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dig into the meat and potatoes here, if you will, right away here, and we'll get to your show, which is a cool show. But backpedaling, if you will, for lack of another term, and I don't want to hit the controversy button here on you, Brian, but of Drew Brees, Vic Fangio, your thoughts on their comments and then what they said afterwards.
Well, I mean, this is a time of really we need compassion and understanding right now. And, you know, the outrage is real. And, you know, what we saw to George Floyd ignited something that has been in, you know, a lot of communities for a long time. And I think that's where our concentration has to be. And that's where our compassion, our empathy has to go right now.
Yeah, you were in the NFL. You've been in locker rooms. I'm going to talk with Leroy Butler here in about an hour or so. And I'll talk to him about that. But being in and around the industry, does it give any vindication for what Colin Kaepernick was trying to achieve?
Well, I mean, I don't know how Colin Kaepernick, you know, is in the league, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy was on a path of greatness. I mean, San Francisco was a power. Those games against Seattle were must-see TV, him going up against Russell Wilson. And to see his team, you know, within 5 yards of winning a Super Bowl game, and to see him out of the league, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's just something that, I mean, we have to look beyond whatever posture he was taking before a game and just look at what he was trying to say. I think that's probably way more important than any gesture at this point. I mean, the guy belongs playing football, and it's just wrong that he isn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. And no offense to guys like Mike Glennon and some of these other quarterbacks that have been on rosters since. It is peculiar that he's not at least on a roster somewhere. So no question. And there's a brotherhood that is within the NFL that can achieve a lot of things. And if the message doesn't get out, they're going to use what platforms they can. And that's just the way it is. There's got to be some change. There's no question about it. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst on the Bill Michaels Show here. Your show, film session with Kurt Warner, you're going to bring in Devontae Adams and Za'Darius Smith. How is that?
You know, to sit down with Devontae and Za'Darius, you know, together, or not together, but in the film room, and just going through game tape with those guys, I mean, you can't help but learn from both of them. I mean, both have tremendous personalities. They really understand the game, and they love talking about the game. So they're in their element, Tim, and just to listen to the situations and what they saw, you know, whether it was, you know, a fourth and four play against Chicago week 15 for the opening score of the game against the Bears, and what Aaron Rodgers saw and a little audible check, you know, and how much he trusts him, you know, to see Za'Darius Smith line up at every single defensive line position and, you know, beat opponents and the way that he does it with the different techniques. I just felt like I kept learning from both those guys, and any fan would learn a tremendous amount about their positions and what they do within the Packers organization.
Yeah, and I was talking about that last hour in the show is the microphones on whether it's an NBA court or a Major League Baseball field or a sideline with the regards to the NFL, the opening of that door or the swiping away that curtain a little bit, you were there, you've been there. Is that a good idea to during games get mic'd up, or is it maybe a better decision to break it down with the player after the fact?
I think it's better to do it after the fact where they can really get comfortable. They can be relaxed. They can be in their element. I think it's just better. Otherwise, you know, you really got to filter everything from the language to, you know, do they cross the line? Do they say too much? I mean, the NFL and the NFL film is supposed to do that. But sometimes in real time, it's hard to do it. But I think in this setting, this is where you can really get the players. You can really see the intelligence of the players. You can really see the game planning, the coaching. And then see it through their eyes and hear it through their voice. And I've been at this thing a long time as a player and a commentator, as a broadcaster. And I got to tell you, Tim, I keep learning. I keep learning nuances of the game that I just kind of keep adding. And I think any fan, any coach, if they listen to these players describe the game through their eyes, they're going to learn a lot as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I just, as a longtime fan, a longtime broadcaster of 30-plus years, I think the door was opened a little bit to the NFL films when they were breaking down. I think for me, the tipping point was the Terrell Davis conversation, Super Bowl Green Bay Denver, when he said, "Coach, I can't see." I can't see. That's the sort of thing where Mike Holmgren says to Brett Favre, "What are you doing?" "Oh, yeah, it's a touchdown. Okay, I'll take that." I love that sort of thing. And you pick up that from the players on this show right here, Film Session on NFL Network with you, Brian Baldinger, and Kurt Warner. Before I let you go, Brian, I got to ask you this question. I think we're just mulling this over. Did the Green Bay Packers do enough to take that next step in the NFC? And I'm talking about the draft. I'm talking about free agency. How do the national guys like you look at Green Bay and what they did in the offseason?
Well, it's hard to believe that in a wide receiver rich draft where 35 wide receivers were taken, that the Packers didn't take one. I mean, I just, you know, I've been going back and watching the Packers in 2011, 2012. You know, when Aaron Rodgers was the league MVP and they were 15-1. And I'm looking at the receiving core of Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, James Jones. I'm looking through that class of receivers, Randall Cobb. I mean, they were loaded. Like, there was a reason why the ball came out of Aaron Rodgers' hand hot. And in less than 2 seconds, guys were winning immediately. And I just don't see that from the Packers right now. I mean, I know they won 14 games, and you can't dismiss that. But if you're asking, did they jump in front of San Francisco by what they did in the draft, I don't think they did.
Who else in the NFC, real quick? Is it San Francisco and everybody else, or is it Tampa, New Orleans, Seattle's in the mix, Dallas in the mix, Green Bay in the mix, maybe Minnesota in the mix? I love the NFC right now. It's going to be fun.
Well, the NFC was great last year. You know, Green Bay came out with a great record. They had trouble with San Francisco, so that's their nemesis right now. You know, but the Vikings, they had a great draft. New Orleans isn't going away. Somebody from the NFC East is going to take a step up, whether it's Dallas or Philly. You know, and Seattle is always a threat. So, I mean, it's still – and then there's always the team that comes out of nowhere, and maybe that's Tampa. Maybe it's in Atlanta. Somebody's going to come out of nowhere because they always do, just the way the Packers did a year ago.
Who are you a fan of, Brian? I mean – I mean, deep down, like if you're at home and you're just, you know, with the family, who are you a fan of?
Well, I'm a fan of the NFL. Period. I love the chess match. But, I mean, look, San Francisco's running game. I could watch San Francisco's running game all day long because the nuances that allow them to be as successful as they are is unmatched. But I also could watch Lamar Jackson play quarterback in Baltimore in that offense, which was unstoppable all the way until the divisional championship loss to Tennessee, but was unstoppable all year. So, I mean, there's a lot that I like to watch.
It would have been okay to say Dallas. It would have been all right. We'd have forgiven you. All right,
well,
Brian, thanks for the time.
I mean, they couldn't finish games last year. They couldn't come back and beat Minnesota. They couldn't beat New England at the end. They couldn't beat the Eagles at the end. I mean, they stalled, you know, at the end of games with a chance to win them last year.
Brian, thanks for the time. It's good stuff. Film Session, yourself and Kurt Warner on NFL Network and NFL.com/Game Pass. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, and he joined us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've called them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay. This is when you call timeout. You regroup a little bit, and you come back at them. It's Tim Allen in for Bill today on the Bill Michaels Show.
The Traeger Grill is the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You can get yours from Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware or Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, or Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. That is the Traeger Grill.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
All right, everybody can hear this message on the entire statewide network. We are slowly starting to open back up again, right? The cars and trucks, they're coming out. You might even be pondering a road trip, just a one-tank trip, just to get away and get some of the isolation off your bones. When you're out there, you can fill up and do the right thing. Choose local. Choose unleaded 88 or E85 to gas up your car or truck. Now, Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers are still hurting, and the survey shows right now that COVID pandemic raised awareness about buying things that are locally produced. Unleaded 88 and E85 are exactly that. They're fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufactured right here in the state of Wisconsin. And oh, by the way, you're doing your part for less harmful stuff in the environment. So buy local. It's an easy decision. And when you think about it, if your car is less than 18 years old, it can almost certainly run unleaded 88. And if it has E85 badging on the back or on the gas cap, you can run that as well. Visit them on the web at abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Don't miss the chance to be an advocate for Wisconsin farmers and workers. Learn more again at abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org.
And welcome back in Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill. Joe is here. Evan Heffelfinger is here. Yes, that's his name. Good radio name, that Evan Heffelfinger. We welcome you back in, and now it is time to open up the issue that Major League Baseball is having. By the way, the NBA Board of Governors have just started their meeting. We'll get you updated on that. As I said a couple of minutes ago, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is going to join us in the next hour, so stick around for that and see if we get some updates as to whether or not this is a slam dunk, if you will, to go ahead and start that 22-team schedule down in Orlando. So stick around for that. But in the meantime, the conversation about Major League Baseball and their return to the field continues, and it doesn't continue in a good light. We'll start out at the bottom, if you will, of this baseball stepladder, and that is the state of Iowa. High school baseball and softball return to play in Iowa. This from ESPN.com. High school baseball and softball returned to play in Iowa this past Monday, the first sanctioned high school sport to return in the U.S. during the pandemic. Practice was just after midnight. So once they got to a particular date, I mean, they were waiting right there. Nighttime practice. Monday morning, two ball fields. Baseball and softball team from this particular high school, I won't name them, their teams were allowed to play. They gathered, kept socially distanced, and counted down the seconds so they could play baseball and softball again. And once midnight hit, they all threw their gloves in the air in a celebration over the first known high school practice in 2 months. The team, armed with hand sanitizer and a long list of guidelines, they will try to become the blueprint as to how teams navigate the world of COVID-19 guidelines. This season will include temperature check before practices and games, no use of the dugout during practice, and sanitizing shared equipment after every use. If a baseball pitcher, for example, blows into his hands on a cold day, the umpire will stop play until the pitcher sanitizes his hands. I don't know how that's going to work. But nonetheless, they've put these guidelines. This is better than no baseball at all in their minds. One of the coaches commented that, quote, one of the biggest challenges will be no sunflower seeds. Both baseball and softball organizations have worked with Iowa's Department of Education and Department of Health to develop these guidelines. The games can start June 15th, and a spokesperson said 2 weeks of practice will be essential to break old habits. This is a change in behavior, an expert says. We have to teach them to wash their hands more often and sanitize whenever possible. Quote, Think about how many times a ball player touches their face. They spit, they chew seeds before they get into the batter's box. They have all these little idiosyncrasies. We have to retrain them. More than 600 baseball and softball teams are expected to start practice this week. Only one school in the state said they would not activate their team. So, point being, is it so different in terms of guidelines and getting back on the field to play baseball? Is it so different that a high school organization can put this stuff, you know, into play? And I know there's the money essence of this. I get it. That part of it we'll get to in a second here. But in terms of the guidelines to play, that part of it, they figured things out and felt that there was as low a risk as you can possibly have. And that's what we need to understand here, I think. And myself included. Yourself included. When you go out to the grocery store, you're going to go to a restaurant, you're going to do these we have deemed as normal activities in the past, you have to measure the risk. And so do entities like high school sports, entities like professional sports, minor leagues, you name it. Everyone has to, I guess, measure that risk because, quite frankly, there is no vaccine yet. All right, so that being said, that's high school. Then we get to the big leagues, and we all know that there are sides in this. There are sides that I had a conversation with the morning guy, Bart Winkler. You're probably familiar with him throughout the state. Morning guy on the Fan in Milwaukee. We had a nice little debate this morning. He's on the player side. I'm on the owner side. If I have to choose, I'm on the game side is what I'm on. I'm on the common sense side of things. These guys are fighting over a lot of money. Just a tremendous amount of money. And the owners admit that they're taking a hit. Hey, it's their company. They got to take the hit. If they're taking the hit, then don't the players too? They have to as well. What side do you fall on then? If it is pick a side. Again, if I have to pick a side, if you had to pick a side, do you side with the owners that have these gazillion valued organizations? Mark Adonasio bought the Milwaukee Brewers some 15 years ago for, $225 million, just a mere $225 million, roughly. Just don't fact check me on that. But it's in the ballpark. And now it's worth well over $1 billion in 15 years. So that's a little arsenal for you guys that are pro player. However, the players, they have to take a hit as well because all of us did. All of us had to, including myself. I'm making any money. My money was made in 6 months, 7 months of a baseball season. That's where my money, my personal income was based on baseball, being in play. I don't get paid if I don't work. They're in a situation where they've got to take a hit too. I'm talking about the players. So which side would you fall on then? I'll have after the break the comments from Ryan Zimmerman, player side. And comments from the league side as they go back and forth to try and figure out how to chop up a tremendous amount of money. Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals 50 talk line, 855-830-8648. You're sitting there in Wausau or Green Bay or Janesville or Madison. Which side do you fall on? Because it's looking like there's not bargaining in good faith here. It doesn't seem to me. Now, I'm not in those meetings. 855-830-8648. It's a great debate. Again, some are staunch on the player's side. Owners are rich billionaires that don't want to pay out. Players are spoiled millionaires that don't want to play for a reduced salary. I mean, is there a common ground here? I'll expand on that a little bit. I'll just tell you straight out, I'm on the owner's side. If I have to pick a side, I'm on the owner's side. These players need to bend a little bit and go back to work. 855-830-8648. Tim in for Bill today. It is a Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, I want to remind you, my friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they're open for business 7 days a week, and they're buying used bikes right now. Go in and see my buddy Craig. He's the GM. They're looking for more inventory. They've got a ton of 2020, so if you're looking for a brand new bike, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, that's the way to go. Go to WISHD.com to see everything. And don't forget, this Saturday, coming up, 11 to 3, there's going to be a food truck there, Just Smoking Barbecue. Also, they're going to have a sound-off Saturday for audio and exhaust demos right there in the parking lot. All kinds of cool stuff at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, right off of 67, just south of the highway off of 94. You can't miss it. Go to WISHD.com for all that they have to offer. That's WISHD.com.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. It's the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. I appreciate you keeping us on. 855-830-8648. So we're talking about the owners and the players. The employers and the employees. And I love the debate. I do. And had it out with the morning guy in Milwaukee this morning a little bit on this debate. And I don't know if – I'm not saying I have the answers. I can just give what I think should happen. And I think we have to make sure that we look at a given situation like this as a situation like you guys are in. Because when a pandemic hits, there's no more praise because you do a certain occupation. It's all just an occupation at that time. It's the same thing as a welder in Green Bay. You have to look at it like that. Just simply because they're praised and looked up to and honored and have a basketball card or a football card with your name and likeness on it and you're doing all sorts of commercials for a given product, that doesn't mean it's any different than you. I don't see how you can look at it as it's different. It's the same. During a pandemic, we have to look at it the same. So that being said, they need to give. Both sides need to give. Because your bosses did. I know our company did. There were demotions in terms of finances. There were just out and out, you know, firings. And no one raised a ruckus about that. I mean, that person, these particular people did, and it's just unfair, but that's just the way it was. Well, why is it so different in baseball? I'm not sure. Check out Ryan Zimmerman. If we're going to play a season or a partial season, we are the ones that are going out into the world in the middle of a pandemic. Really, Ryan? Who I like, guys, I honestly, I've interviewed him. A great guy, in my experience. Just spent probably more time off the air talking to him than I did on the air in the interview. Let me run that by you again. You want to talk about a guy that thinks he's above you? This is Ryan Zimmerman. Quote, if we're going to play a season or a partial season, we are the ones that are going out into the world in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, Ryan, you're so different. Sorry, bud. That doesn't jive with me. And it doesn't jive with a lot of fans and a lot of people that are listening to me right now. It just doesn't. Now, he goes on. When basically the experts are saying not to have large gatherings. Okay, that's starting to loosen a little bit. Everyone is saying you guys should just go do it. Why not? It'll be safe. Oh, okay, really? Tell me how it's going to be safe, Zimmerman said. Well, I think Major League Baseball had the protocol. How it's going to be safe is the same way. Why don't you consult with Iowa's high school baseball and softball organizations? And then I'll think about it. There needs to be assurances, not 90%, but 100%. Now, remember what he said there. We'll get back to this. Not 90% sure, but 100%. This is what Ryan Zimmerman said as he continues. That's regarding health and safety for him and his family. And everyone involved, not just the players, but also the field staff, the clubhouse staff, the stadium staff, security people. That's the number one problem that's priority for me and most people, I would assume. I agree with that, and I commend him for suggesting that it's clubhouse staff and stadium staff and security people. I get that. So I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, Ryan. He continues, the chances of getting the virus have to be very low. Now he goes from a 100% threshold to, in the same paragraph, goes to very low. That's with all of us. For us to even start the conversation. I love baseball, and I know how much America loves baseball, Zimmerman says. But you know what I love way more than baseball? My family and my kids being able to live a normal life. We're with you there, Ryan. It doesn't make you different. Because we miss baseball for 1 year. If that ends up being the case, then so be it. I'll get to more from Zimmerman. But it just irks me that these players think they're so different than you. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. It's 855-830-8648. Joe Zenzola's here. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.